You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Sundays can be an excellent time to potter about if you are a potterer, but perhaps you are a putterer who prefers to putter around.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
And I don't know if pottering around is something that I have done before, but I'm pretty familiar with pottering around, I think. What brought this up? Why are we talking about this?
For exactly the reason you just mentioned, which is your familiarity with pottering around, but not pottering about. I was reading this terrific new novel called Exit West by Mohsen Hamid. And within the first three or four pages, there is a line that says, "For one moment, we are pottering about our errands as usual." Now, I want to say I don't always read novels this way, but I was reading and I thought, pottering about? And it was late at night and I thought, oh, I hope I can remember until the morning that I want to look that up. And I did actually manage to remember because I also would not say pottering about. I'm a putterer.
Definitely a putterer.
Not a potterer. Turns out that potter is older as the verb, and it goes back to, we think, the OED thinks back to a verb, pot, which originally meant to kick something or paw at it with your foot. When potter comes into English, this is the 17th century, it means something like to poke at something repeatedly. And we get from there to occupying yourself in an ineffectual way, or, and here I'm going to use a word from last week, in a trifling way.
Oh, see, I get it.
So you're occupying yourself with these sort of not very productive,
sort of trivial
things. It also comes to mean to move or walk slowly or aimlessly, that you're pottering about. Potter, which is the word that I tend to use, appears to be a variant of potter. It shows up later, shows up at the beginning of the 19th century. And I would just want to quote here Collins Dictionary. This is about pottering around or pottering about. And in their definition, the editors write, "If you potter around or potter about, you do pleasant but unimportant things without hurrying."
Nice.
That's what Sundays are about.
Yeah.
Now, as I was thinking about puttering and pottering, this got me to another word that begins with P that means something of the same thing, which is putz.
Yes.
Can you use this word?
Yes, definitely.
I can too. I looked this up. This shows up in the mid-20th century, and it is probably an alteration of futz.
I use that one too. I use them interchangeably.
Exactly. You can putz around.
Futz around with something.
You can futz around. Now, if you had to take a guess, what language do you think that's from?
Oh, definitely Yiddish.
And you are right. From what we can tell, that's from Yiddish. And it once again means to occupy yourself in an ineffectual or, and again, the OED says trifling way when they define futz and putz. And they also define putz as to potter. So you can see that these words, according to editors, mean much the same thing. I then went into Google Books to see what's happened historically with potter and putter. And interestingly, historically, potter about, even in American English, was the more common form until the mid-20th century. And right around the mid-20th century, you see potter around surpass potter about.
I've got to do around. I can't do about.
I do too. And now potter around is more common, but potter about, still holding on.
Well, Anne, I always love putzing around with language with you on a Sunday morning. Have a great day.
Have a good one.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, let us know at michiganradio.org.